A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 29th, 2017. This is a Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the government's efforts to harness diaspora remittances to improve the gross domestic product, or GDP.
A Zimbabwean government team is in Nepal to study how Nepal is maintaining GDP growth despite having huge trade deficit, and also study small and medium enterprises in that country.
Diasporans are seething with fury because they prop up the Zimbabwe economy through remittances to their kith and kin back home, but they are not allowed to vote to choose their leaders while they are in the diaspora.
So tonight we are going to discuss that issue, and for you to join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz short wave from Monday through to Friday at 8 p.m.
Ukurumende wetu ngesikiwa singathi hypocrisy ngoba abantu abaku diaspora bayakhonona ukuthi sina nxa kuyisikhathi sokhetho asivunyezwa even isero sombuso sabavimbela ukuthi bengavoti. Kungathi uhulumende ekuma wemali kuphela, bengafaka njani imali elizweni lapho abangavunyelwa khona? Omunye umzana wayeshithi khona kuthiwa khona bathathelwe i-citizenship ngoba kabahlalanga kwesikabasahlali kwesikhathi esithi, hatshi, mina ngithi uhulumende yacala abavumele ukuthi bavote badinge babe le-opportunity yokudinga omongameli, yikho bekuze bafake izimali zabo.
I think nyaya kuda kutora mari kana kuti mari inobva kudiaspora ipinde muZimbabwe nyaya yangaitora kwenguva yakaremba zvikuru. Pari zvino muZimbabwe chaimo mhuri zhinji dziri kurarama nemari dzinobva kudiaspora, ende hurumende I think inyaya yaingakwanise kuita. Tikatarisa izvinezvi, gore rakapera pane about $1 billion zvakabva kudiaspora dzichienda kuZimbabwe, inova mari hombe chaizvo.
And so tonight we want to hear your views on this issue. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll definitely call you back.
Hongu nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya hombe yenyaya yemari iri kubva kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika kana kuti mudiaspora sezvamanzwa zvichitaurwa apo. Ne mumwe nyanzvi yezvehupfumi vatambotaura nawo muchirongwa chedu chenhau dza7 vaAlbert Mandizvidza vataurawo kuti gore rapera vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vakakwanisa kunge vachipinza muupfumi hwenyika kana muhomwe yehurumende mari inodarika $1 billion yaibva kune vana veZimbabwe vari kunze. Tanzwawo kuti gurukota rezvemabhizimusi madiki kana kuti small and medium enterprises amai Stembiso Nyoni vari kushanyawo kunyika yeNepal kwavari kuti aiwa regai tione kuti nyika iyi iri kuzvifambisa sei. Tine mararamiro munyaya dzehupfumi akafanana. Nepal inotenga zvinhu zvakawanda kubva kunze pane zvainotengesa kunze, asi iri kukwanisa kuti upfumi hwayo hwenyika hurambe huri panzvimbo yakagadzikana. Zvinove zvaita kuti vati regai timboonaonawo kuti vamwe vedu vari kuzvifambisa sei. Ndo nyaya yatoda kuti kurukure nhasi. Tinonzwa zvinyunyuto kubva kune vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Hanzasi, mari yedu inodiwa kumusha, voti yedu haidiwe kumusha. Aiwa, ndo zvimwe zvinoitika, dzimwe dzenguva ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvichange zvichigadziriswa mukufamba kwenguva. Asi nhasi regaiti mozwa pfungwa dzenyu, pindai muchirongwa Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Ndechenyu vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika. Chirongwa ndechenyu, Chris.
Yebo Jonga, lamhlanje zulukandaba sixoxa ke ngodaba lwemali, udaba lwemali evela kuzizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala phandle kwelizwe ezithumela izihlobo labangane. Lokhu kubangela ukubana umnotho welizwe uhambe uqhube usiya phambili ngoba ilizwe livele okwakathesi alila mali. Njalo ke siyabona ukubana uhulumende usethena usefuna ukuthi akhuthaze izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala phandle kwelizwe ukuthi ziqhubeke zithumela imali ekhaya bese kusenzwa amabhizimisi. Siyabona ukubana umphathintambo wezamabhizimisi amancane laphakathi asakhulayo unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni ngomunye walabo abakhuthazayo kakhulu ukubana kwenziwe kuthathwe leli nyathelo ukubana nje sikhuluma nje kulequla elikahulumende elivakatshele eNepal ukuthi liyokhangela jonge ukubana babona bathuthukise njani wabomnotho lanxa ilizwe lakhona hhayi lalo lilizwe elingani liyahawula nje alila mali kodwa kuthiwa ngenxa yemali evela phandle kwelizwe elingani selisithi xaxa kancane okubangela ukubana amanye amazwe lele Zimbabwe lona liphiwe imali United Nations Development Fund ukuthi liyefunda libone ukuthi kuhamba njani ukuthi ilizwe elilamantu abafana leZimbabwe ukuthi abayedlula bona i5 million abaphandle kwelizwe bengathuthukisa njani umnotho ngokuthumeza imali jonga.
Ndizo zwo Chris. There is also I think from last year studies that remittances from the diaspora they've consistently overshadowed the foreign direct investment in Zimbabwe since 2009, and the trend was expected to continue in 2016 and 2017. And from what I'm reading here, the FDI in 2015 was about US $421 million, which was 45% of the diaspora remittances realized in the year, in that year, in 2015. So I think this year the remittances are going to be higher than 1 billion, Chris. Do you think so?
From the projections that the finance minister gave when he was delivering his budget, he said there seems to be a slight decline. He said about 16 to 17% decline compared to the previous year. So far, we don't know what exactly the reasons are. But from what we have heard from the other people we have spoken to in the past, they say, you know, the formal channels are the ones which give them the figures. But they are...
Omalaija.
Chunga, I understand we have one of our guests.
And who is that, Chris? I didn't hear the name because I was talking. We have Mr. Isao Mavindidze, who is the Zimbabwe Diaspora Network North America president and is based in North Carolina. Welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk, Mr. Mavindidze.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Welcome. Maybe we can start by hearing from Zedina what you and your members are doing with regards to the remittances contributing to the fiscus.
Sure. As you might know, ZIDNA is an emerging organization which aims to mobilize the huge brain pool of Zimbabweans in the USA. So we are registered as a 501(c)(3) organization, and currently we have chapters in 3 states, and we're intending to mobilize throughout the United States. So we intend to create a platform under which all these issues can find space for dialogue. And then, you know, as a platform, we can engage not only within ourselves, but also with government entities in Zimbabwe, non-state actors, etc. So we really believe that the diaspora is a specific constituent that can play a really large role in the reconstruction of Zimbabwe. And, you know, all along, like you said in your introduction, we've been involved in poverty alleviation schemes, mostly through remittances to families. But we believe that... what is required at this point specifically is to think beyond remittances as the single vehicle for engagement and, you know, to repackage this spirit of remittance sending in new forms that are even wider reaching and more significant to poverty reduction.
Yes, that's great. You are doing a great job. But do you in any way keep track of what your members or Zimbabweans in the diaspora send home?
We have also been keeping track through figures that are from the United Nations and the World Bank. And I think 20 figures that I can think of right now is from 2015, which was, I think, close to, let me see if I can see the figures here. It's large, close to a billion. As we go on in the project, I will look through my notes and give you the specific. But it's really large. We are competing with tourism and exports in terms of the money that is coming into the country. So as a constituent, we're really playing a large role. But if I could just add one more factor, I think the only problem that we have right now is our scattered nature. We have not yet formalized, entities and organizations that can give us strength. One of the things that Zidna is thinking of doing is, as we create our chapters, is encourage things like investment clubs so that people can pool resources within the communities that they live. And we also encourage our people within the communities that they live to associate themselves to chambers of commerce so that they can learn what opportunities exist within here in the United States and get to engage with other entities that might be interested in investing in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavindi Z. Do stay on the line. Chris, we understand we have Mr. Joyce Ngwenya. May you welcome him.
Yes, Jonga, we have Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya joining us. Mr. Ngwenya is an economic analyst based in Harare. And Mr. Ngwenya, welcome to the show.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Mr. Ngwenya, the government is or has been giving us figures in the past couple of years ranging slightly around $1 billion or less than $1 billion that is remitted to Zimbabwe from the diaspora. And there has been an argument that the figure could be slightly or even more less than what the government is giving us. What is your take on that, especially considering that we have Omar Laichas bringing being another channel?
You are very right that, the kind of figures that the government is giving us is the figures that is based on the submissions, on the remittances to the Western Union, the sort of monetary transfers that go through EcoCash and so forth. So those are the figures that are submitted by those financial houses to the Reserve Bank, which basically I feel we are correct. It's probably half of what money is getting into the country because there is more money that is submitted through informal means. Omar Laicha and travelers coming, returning residents, and so forth. So the government has got its totally wrong. This is why that kind of resource base has been able to sustain the economy throughout the years of hyperinflation, because it was enough to sustain a great number of families, especially in Matabeleland.
And is there a chance of the government also taking into account the internet, money that is transferred, through the internet? Is there a way also taking that one into account?
Well, it is possible to do that, but internet-based remittances that are created through international money exchange are very difficult to monitor because they are generally created outside the country. It's like if I decided to buy something, from Amazon, there is no way that the government can track that because it's a transaction that is created elsewhere. So again, that puts another angle, another dimension to the kind of stealth, monetary transactions that are occurring that are well beyond the government's radar.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Can you just keep holding there? We have a caller. Silo Mlaleli Unkomo, also South Africa. Siyakwamukela Nkomo.
Yebo njalo.
Siyaphila. Ungaphi kweSouth Africa?
Ngiyaphila.
Oh, eGoli kanye. Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Into yakuqala ukuthi iZimbabwe ilayiphi ibhenki engagcina imali zabantu, ibhenki esafe right now sikhuluma. Isebenzisa iphi currency ukuthi abantu abangaphandle imali zabo zizaba zibuya ngapho bezithatha ziyiphi currency, rand, ibond, i-US dollar. Bese kubuya abantu siyabona kulwa komalayini ongapheliyo lapho emithwa izimali zabo. Amboni ukuthi abantu abaphelile bengaphosela imali zabo ekhaya ngapho. Ebhenki ezaphinda futhi kuthiwe kazikho. And point number two, abantu balazi imali phandle ngapha. Okwenza befuna imali zethu bengafuni ukuthi siyevota singaphandle ngapha kwelizwe yini. Why bengasenzeli vote? Akula expense abazabalayo ngokuthi sivote ngapha ngaphandle kwelizwe. Ngitsho A1. Kulula vele, into elula. Bayakhuma la mazwe angaphandle, siyavota ekhaya. Abantu bathwala nzima ebhoda laphana, ungathenga into yakho enhle, uyayithathelwa, ubizwele izimali ezinkulu. Kabaqale besinanze, besenza abantu khona bezasebenza lati. Bengafuni imali zethu, bekhohlwe thina ukuthi lathi singabantu siyafana nabo. Ngabe bayasithanda, ngabe bayasivumela sivote, kathi abakwesabayo vele yini?
Hayi, siyawuza umbuzo wakho. Wena nxa uthumeza imali ekhaya, uthumeza ngayiphi indlela?
Mina ndokuthumela nge-EcoCash. Ngiyazi ukuthi vele akula ndlela ephilileyo. Ngingazama kumkuru ngaphuma, ngabuya ngapho kubo-EcoCash lapho. Uyahamba unikeze okuyibranch okuncane laphana ukuthi ngxotha hle $20 vele outright bethi kabalayo utsho umgidima the whole day uze kuthiwa nceba uyakusasa. Vele i-system yabo is very poor, ifile ngoba imali yabini benganayo khona ngapho. Bona ungathumela imali yakho enkulu ngapha uyezwa kuthiwa imali leyo kayikho. Ngaphandle kokuthi kutshintshwe sibele seza senza amarandi kuzabangcono, amadola kahambe e-America soweni kodwa la amadola ngiwaprefer ngoba ngangapha e-South Africa. Ake sisebenzise ingqondo lathi sibele ingqondo eziphile sibeletha imali sibe sikwazi ukuthi uma sithumela imali sisuka ngapha isize eZimbabwe sizoyithola ngokuyi-currency kweZimbabwe. Ngoba sikhumanga ukuthi i-currency yethu abantu beZimbabwe labo balahleke khona kakhulu, bakhuma ngokuthi bale-currency yiphi imali abalayo eyabo ukuthi mama American dollars engena ngapho ngamarandi mamaphula siwathathe ngeyabo. Abakeyeki ukukhuluma ngemali zabanye abantu sibe lezethu imali sithi safunda isitori mbe safunda ukuba izithutha. We have run this country safika ekugcineni ukuthi siyehluleka kasila mali yethu. Manje sikhuma ngemali zabanye abantu abangaphandle ezethu iziphi? Abantu bakho uma ipay ibuya imali kayikho ebhenki kodwa bafuna imali zethu ngaphandle nga.
Hayi, siyakuzwa. Sibongile kakhulu ngembono yakho.
Chris tisatodzokera kune vanyarikani vedu, tina vajelous Chivumba vari kuSouth Africa. Makadii vajelous Chivumba? Ndiri mupenyu. Tinofara zvikuru nekuramba muchitsigira chirongwa. Muri mumwe vateereri vanofona kuno nguva yakakura kwazvo. Tipei zvamuinazvo nhasi panyaya tikutarisa iyi yemari dzinobva kunze kwenyika kune vana veZimbabwe vari kunze.
Mare ya nokwara kuti batsire munyika but sikunye kunetsa mumwe macho like now izvozvo zvakunetsa. Tinotumira mari neEcoCash, tatumire mari neEcoCash but kuti ichizotorwa manje matirwa yaibva pakutanga paya zvaya zviri izvi kuti unongo mwana unongoenda nefoni yako mari otora pamaagenti ipapo but izvozvi zvimari iyoyo haichawaniki asi ungaenda kumukuru ungatumira kumukuru vano maservisi avo vakanaka chaizvo because haushayiwi iwewe munhu waenda kutora mari ashayiwi wangotumira woenda kumukuru unoiwana but chinozonetsa mukuru pari kunetsawo kuti kumareserva magrowth point hakuna mukuru maiko keshi ndoanguri pese pese but havagari nemari ndoidambudziko rimwene raakuitika manjiro
saka muri kuzoita sei kuti munzvenge dambudziko iri mune maakushandisa ana malaicha
ana maraicha ii kune dambudziko hombe raana maraicha ndakutodzoka kumukuru kudaa takatiza kuya chitori ndanoweste mari uende kutaundi asi uchizive kuti mari yako unoisvika uchiiwana kubhengi bekuti mukuru maservisi yavo chaizvavo anombaite zvakanaka ui ndozoswera iparaini usikapiwi mari yako
saka zvichakunetsa
kuti vana vanonga vane mafoni kumba vanonga vasati vane zvitupa ndopane dambudziko uri kumukuru manji ipapo kuti hakwanisi kutora mari yaofonga uchitoenda une pasipoti kana ID yeplastiki kana yesimbi kuti utore no vana vazhinji vanonga vakasiya kumbawo kuti vanonga vachienda kuchikoro havana zvitupa wakutombotumira zvemunhu munhu uyachada kuzombhadharikawo chimwe chimari chidimbu zvokuti wandifambisawo ndasara ndisikaiti basa rako chichi saka zviri zvarandadambudziko unochizongoita unoti hapana chimwe zvongokwanisa kuti uite
ya ii dambudziko asi ndinombonzwa vamwe vachishandisa nhare zvokuti ndiri kuno kwandiri kuwashington ndikanotumira mari kana kunga uya kuwestern union kana kuti kumoneygram vanokwanisa kuti isa nhamba yekuti munhu anongonotora nenhamba dzefoni dzake ari chero kwaari zvinoshanda sei mati mambozviedza we
zvandisani ndambozviedza isi
tichanzwa kuna varejoice ngwenya vanogona kuzotibatsirawo kutinzwe kuti zvinofamba sei zvokunzi mari unokwanisa kungoiisa kufoni nhamba yemunhu anenge ari
registered
ndiyo ecocash ndofunga anenge ari registered achikwanisa kungonotorawo mari ikoko zvekuti handifunge kuti pane chikonzero chokuti anga achitoenda kuguta anogona kungonotora ari kana kumusha kwaanenge ari ikoko maita basa zvikuru vachivhumba regai tipe mukana timbonzwa kubva kune vatiinawo christophe na unogona kumbonzwa kuna vamavindi dzesati aenda kuna vangwenya
Mr. Mavindidze, the government says remittances have gone down. Do you believe that?
I don't have any figures to that effect. I think, as you alluded earlier on, it could be because the channels through which remittances are being sent home might have changed, but I don't have any figures that might support that notion.
But I mean, looking at your membership, or I mean, the interaction that you have with Zimbabweans in the diaspora, would you say, or is there a feeling amongst Zimbabweans that they are now tightening their purses and not sending enough money to support their families back home? Is there a change? Mr. Mavindidze? I think we lost him.
Lost him. Maybe I can throw a question to Mr. Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, are you still there?
Hello?
Oh, I think we are having problems with our phones. We have lost Mr. Mavindidze and Mr. Ngwenya.
I can still hear you.
Anzi varipo, Chris.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so Mr. Mavindidze, I was saying... within your membership or those people, those Zimbabweans in the diaspora that you react with, you interact with, is there a feeling amongst the Zimbabweans that, you know, they are not sending more money or any money at all like they used to do when we topped the $1 billion mark?
Well, you know, for... our members, as we talk, you know, casually, Everybody has been banned once in a while if they try to start business ventures, for example, with a relative in their absence. You know, that money might go for other purposes. So that's a common complaint that we hear amongst our members, which goes back to the formal channeling of money directed towards business activities that we're trying to initiate. But other than that, I think, you know, people still send money to their mothers or to for school fees and things like that. So, you know, that might be the case that, you know, people who used to interact with brothers or uncles or other such immediate family relatives to initiate some form of business ventures really got bent out and are not doing that anymore. But this is just an assumption, not based on fact.
Mm-hmm. Kune dambudziko rekuti mari dziri kutumirwa taiona vamwe vachitumira neWestern Union kana MoneyGram kumusha ikoko zita mazuva mairi matatu mari dzichinzi hadzisikuwanikwa. Zviri kukanganisawo zvakadii vari kunze kwenyika vanga vachitumira mari kumusha nokuti dzimwe nguva mari idzo dzinenge dzichitumirwa kwaita emergency kana chimwe chinhu chine chidiwa kuchigadziriswe chimbi chimbi. Muri kunzwawo kunyunyuta kwakadii nedambudziko iroro?
Kuvanhu vari mumembership yedu inyaya inonetsa zvikuru zvichichiendera mberi nenyaya yamabond notes avako iyi. Chimwe chinonetsa chikuru kuru kuvanhu vari kuno kudiaspora inyaya yekushare information panyaya dzakadaro. Hapana formal channel inounganidza zvinhu zvese zvakadaro zvinodhila mari dzedu kana mainvestments zvinosvika kwatiri. Zvinozoitika ndezvekuti vanhu vanotanga kuzorelya nesocial media kana kuti namanewspapers asi information chaiyo inosvika kwatiri iri formalized ichibva kana kuhurumende kana kuna mama entities anodhila nezvemari atina. Saka pane element yetrust yarasika. But inini my own experience ndeyekuti tinombotumidzirawo mari and delay iri kuitwa nana Western Union inoaffecta matumiro atinenge tichiita mari nokusanga nokuti vanhu vatinenge tatumirawo vanozotora nguva yakawanda kuti vawane maridzi. Saka ipapo pane nyaya chiri kuitika masvondo ari kuuya. Takatumidzira survey kumamembership edu inocover some of these issues kuti tinyatsokuwana data chairo chairo rinoti inopatsanurira kuti zvakamira sei munyaya dzakasiyana siyana namagari avo nokuinteracta kwavanoita nekumusha. Saka kana savhe yedu yauya tichashare hen kuti tiudzewo kuti vanhu vedu vari kufunga sei.
Aiwa, maita basa vamawindidze, ramba yanyu muri parunhare. Chris tadzwa kuti havana vatavanda svosve dzokora ndii chief svosve avo. Makadiko vadzokora?
Tiripo kana makadiwo baba.
Aiwa, tiri vapenyu. Tinoziva vadzokora vanoshandisa nguwani dzakawanda. Nhasi vari kushandisa nguwani ipi?
Yamunenge mada kundipa nhasi ndeyandongoshandisa. Yamuda kuti nditaure ndakapfeka.
Imimi munotaura
kuti muri kutaura sachifi, ndogona kutaura sekunera, ndogona kutaura semugari wemuZimbabwe, secitizen yeZimbabwe.
Ko kubato renyu rezvematongerwo enyika?
Inini pari zvino ndinongoshanda nemapato akawanda. Ndinoshanda ndiri kunera. Nera ndeye mapato akawanda.
Ndizvo.
Saka ndakwandenge ndakanyanya kurerekera.
Aiwa, pakanaka, regai tingoti chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri kunze kwenyika. Titaurirewo dambudziko kana kuti zvamunopembedza pamusoro penyaya dzekutumirwa kwemari kumusha. Tinonzwa hurumende iri kuti ndorimwe bandiko rinenge riri kutosimbisa homwe yehurumende. Zvasvitsa kuti chikwata chehurumende chiri kutungamirwa naamai Stembiso Nyoni vanove gurukota reSmall and Medium Enterprises chishanye kuNepal kuda kunoona kuti Nepal iri kufambisawo sei nyaya dzemari dzinobva kunze kwenyika nekuti tinongodyidzana mashandiro avanoita. Vanotenga zvakawanda kubva kunze kupfuura zvavanotengesa kunze, asi vari kukwanisa kuti vachengetedze upfumi hwenyika huri pakaringana. Itauraiwo zvamunofunga pamusoro penyaya.
No, ndoona kuti vanotofanha kutodaro nekuti mari iri kubva kunze kwenyika ichipinda muZimbabwe imari yakawanda chaizvo. Tikunzwa kuti it's an excess of $1.3 billion. Inotopfuura mari iri kuunzwa neagriculture sector muZimbabwe. We know Zimbabwe is an agrarian country, but the amount of money that Zimbabwe is getting from agriculture is way being surpassed by the foreign remittances that are coming from the people in the diaspora. So definitely they have to come up with programs to ensure that that money continues to come into Zimbabwe, because it has been sustaining the country even from the time we had our worst economic problems, 2008, 2009, 2010. Zimbabwe did not close shop because of the remittances from the people in the diaspora. But I think the problem that the government should be addressing is how is the money being used when it comes into the country. Because I don't think there's been a major reduction in the remittances coming in. If you look at the statistics, you're actually seeing that they're actually, you know, the money is actually, you know, increasing. Mm. You know, but the problem that we have in Zimbabwe is that of, you know, lack of, you know, core values of, you know, transparency and accountability. That the money comes in, but what we are seeing now, we are seeing a government that is scrupulous, a government that takes all the money, all the forex that comes in, and then use it for their personal use. You know, like now, people, some people are sending money in U.S. dollars, and then they're given half the money in bond notes and half the money in U.S. dollars. Where is the foreign currency going? They are taking it. And if that money was being taken by our government or people who are related or connected to the government, and using it for productive things that will generate employment or come up, you know, resuscitate our businesses and our industry, it will be much better. But it's being used for that. We are seeing an insensitive government that will use that money for, you know, building their mansions. And those houses, those mansions, remember, they are being built by imported materials. Some of them will go to China and use forex to buy, you know, materials. They drive imported luxury cars.
Vadzokora.
They use foreign currency for that.
Ndimbokubatai muromo. Rambai muri parunhare. Just stay on the line. We need to take a caller. Then we'll come back to you and our other guests. Just stay on the line.
Yes, Jonga. Silom. Silom laleli lapha Jonga. Oh, big boy. Ose South Africa. Kunjani, big boy?
Yebo.
Yebo Dube.
Eh, mkhulu wami kumano uthile wontunga konje ngubani?
Ukhuluma lo Chris Gande baba.
Gande, ngiyaqala ukukhumbula umntaka mama.
Ye, hayi setha ukukhuluma lawe baba, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila Xhego.
Ye.
Eh.
Kunjani
kho? Mama Xhego yazi ukuthi Gande.
Mm.
Ngazwa kakhulu ngasuka ekhaya ngimncane. Mina ngikhule eSouth Africa mntaka mama manje.
Mhm.
Mina ngifunga ngo-1980 kodwa ukuthola ilizwe mntaka mama ngathi mase sichweko sebe sikukhuthaza ukuthi ukhona abalele bayezwa.
Mhm.
Yebo mntala.
Hayi kuyizwakala. Ungasiphi imbono yakho ngodaba esilalo lamhlanje?
Angizwa baba.
Ungasiphi imbono yakho ngodaba esilalo lamhlanje?
Yeah, yazi Chris Gande kwethu.
Mm.
Amadoda ayakhuluma kuthiwa bethi treat abantu bezano asibathuki ngabakithi abethu basikola mabethi bona bateksi imali ezivela ngaphandle batho ukuthini monga ematiloti iboda engena ngayo mina kithi kusemakhorokhoro iplam tribuna bank monga bonto ezenzekane ngodisemba kulo mdida uthiwa nguhobe utwena wayesebenza e-airport wazi ubutsotsi bonke kodwa ngiyamangala ngoba abafuni ama-investors ezweni labo thina esiphuma siyeqimfula abamama bewela emanzini labantwana abakubali babala into yokuthi bona babhadalisa ibhoda ithi asiyali bhadalisa ibhoda nakudala kwakunjalo kusebenzisa amakhiwo laba bantu ngabahuquluzi loko sikukhuluma singakuthandabuzi ababoti bakhulumile ngiyagcwalisa ubumenemene babo ngeke busebenze ayikwinto engapheli mfowethu ngenhlathu yaginya inyamazana yazitshela ukuthi isuthi iqedile yalala lapho yabanjwa sayibamba mina into engiyicela kakhulu 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 ngiyacizelela futhi ngumuntu ongathandi ukukhuluma kakhulu ngithanda ukukhuluma into engiyazi ukuthi iyasebenza nomuntu engayilaleli ngoba kuthiwa kupolitiki wena uma ungafundanga usungumuntu umuntu ololi lizwe asomuntu ofundileyo abantu ababehlele emakhaya izakhamizi zingalalutho namhlanje emaholiswa abantu kule khadilani mina amakhadi ngiyawazi
ngubambe umlomo lapha babadube besikhangela udaba lwemali lapha ethunyezwa ivela phandle kwamazwe besifuna ukuzwa umbono wakho ngodaba lona lolo ukuthi ukubona njani njalo uthumeza njani imali wena nxa uthumeza ekhaya
hayi mina imali yabonga emtakamama mina imali nika umalayija uyathumela kubani ngoba imali esazizanywa ngabobhuti bethu
Hayi kanya ucingo luyahlupha lapha jonga yeah you know he's touching on a number of issues and he spoke of how he I was asking him how he sends his money he says he uses the popular Omalaija.
Okay. We understand that Mr. Joyce Ngwenya is back with us. Mr. Ngwenya.
Yeah, I'm back, gentlemen.
Welcome back. Mr. Ngwenya, recently the government launched the diaspora policy and has been visiting the diaspora in an effort to engage and consult with the diaspora. Do you think this is working?
I don't think it's going to work, you know, because I think the callers are very clear that, you know, until the government gives them political capital, the wherewithal to determine the political direction until they vote, they are going to be scraping at the bottom of the monetary barrel. It's a policy issue. So I believe that the government should come out of its hypocritic mind, give these Zimbabweans absolute control of the vote, and then they can start talking about a proper remittance policy. Because otherwise, whatever they are doing, it's really wasting time, because the diaspora has already mentioned that unless they vote, they are going to keep channeling the money through informal means.
So... Baba Ngwenya ungasitshela wena ukuthi udaba lona lolo lwemali yaphandle kwelizwe engenayo ivela kwamanye amazwe ludaba olunjani nxa sikhangele umnotho welizwe ukubana sizwa kuthiwa ibhiliyoni ingafika evela phandle kwelizwe nxa sikhangele yona le imali eyabingena ubone iphathisa yini njengoba efika ezandleni zabantu abangasohulumeni.
Yeah, ukuqakathekile ukuthi sichasise ukuthi imali yonke engena elizweni iyimali eyangaphandle kwelizwe iqakathekile iyanceda ngoba kulamanye amazwe o-Indonesia, o-Malaysia abaphila ngezimali ezisetshenzwa ngabantu abangaphandle kwelizwe, ama-remittances. Kodwa njengoba ngingatsho ukuthi vele ilizwe kalifanelanga ngithembe kakhulu izimali zakhona kunjalo nje ngoba thina phela abantu bezimbawu ngabantu abafundileyo abakhona amazini amaningi inganceda imali yakhona nxa ingangeniswa emsikeni oqondane lohulumeni lesikhathi khona i-fiscal system emabhenki ama-financial institution kodwa nxa ingena kukhokheni iyangena ephume ingena iphume iyanceda kodwa kabakhangelele izimali ezingena ngenxa yokuthi sithengisa impahla ngaphandle kwelizwe.
Ramba yanyu muri parunhare vangwenya vamavindidze nyaya yatiri kutaura iyoyi yekuti hurumende iri kutumira zvikwata kunze kwenyika vachinoedza kuti vange vachiita hurukuro nevana vezimbabwe vari kunze pamwewo nekuona kuti vangaita sei kuti mari dzinge dzichienda mugwara pakuenda kumusha pakazoitawo nyaya zvakare yekuti paizonzi pane diaspora bond mungatsanangura here kana makambosanganawo nechikwata ichochi uye muchinzwisawo nyaya dzediaspora bond idzodzo.
Yes, takanzwa kuti hurumende ine zvikwata zvimwe zvakaenda kusouth africa vamwe vakaenda kuuk isusu takaudzwawo kuti gore rineiri vari kuda kusvika nekuno uku kwedu. Isusu maonero edu ndokuti kutaurirana hakuna kuipa kuti tione mapositions ehurumende nesuwo tichitaura zvatinenge tichida zvatinenge tichida kuitirwa zvese zvataurwa namamaget senyu navatereri zvese izvozvo izvi zvinhu zvotofangwa kuisa patable tichiti izvi zvindo zvinotinesa izvi. Saka mari dzedu kana dzaakupinda pasiri kutumidzira hama dzedu kuda kuita mabhizimisi kana kuti zvimwe zvakadaro chinotinetsa ndechichi nechichi nechichi. Imimi sehurumende munogadzirisa sei nyaya saka isusu tinokurudzira dialogue kuti tinzwanane titaurirane kana pane zvinenge zvichinetsa tozvigadzirisa. Nyaya yediaspora bond yakangotaurwa asi haisati yasvitswa kwatiri formally kuti pane diaspora bond riri kubikwa. Dzokerazve kune zvandambotaura nyaya iri kunetsa iko zvino inyaya yetrust kuti vanhu vanoona kuti zvavanenge vachiverenga mumapepa vokungoona kudonhera pasi kwaita nyika sokutaura kwakuchiita vamwe vatereri kuti mari dzinopinda muzimbabwe mashandisirwo adzo adzinoitiwa haana kugutsikana navanhu. Saka kana pane diaspora bond rinenge richigadziriswa zve tinoda kuti isusu vari kuno kudiaspora tive tinova nemukana wokushepa polisi yediaspora bond yacho tichitaurirana navanhu ari kumusha.
Maita basa va mavindi dzaramba yanyu muri parunhare. Chris usati waenda kumuteereri tina vaanesu manjengwa ndo vakavamba kambani inonzi sadza.com ndofunga ungango wokanda mubvunzo kwavari.
Mr. Manjengwa, welcome to the show.
Maita yanyu.
Ndaona mumwe wangu anenge ari kumbotaura nemuteereri waari kuda kutora. Regai ndikande mubvunzo nditi sadza.com mungaitsanangura munyaya ipi mukubatsira kwainoita vana vezimbabwe nokuti vazhinji vanoitaura asi dzimwe nguva isuwo tinenge tichida kuzonzwisisa kuti inoshanda sei mukubatsira kuendeswa kwemari kumusha kana kubatsira vari kumusha zvichibva kune vari kunze kwenyika.
Maita yenyu nekundipa mukana. Kazhinji kacho munhu anongoenda pasadza.com tinoshanda neOK Zimbabwe mabrandis ayo ese ari muzimbabwe. Saka unoenda pasadza.com peji yacho wopinda mustori yakanzi OK Zimbabwe wotenga zvaunoda mustori macho. Tine magrocery nezvimwe zvakawanda wanda so you can get whatever you need ipapo wobhadhara kuno nemari yako. Kumusha hama dzakonesha madzaudzemotora chikafu nenge chataredi kumastore.
kwese kwese kwainenge iri isu tobhadharwa mari yacho kunoko tozochinja mari yacho kuenda kumusha ukoko kuna OK directly.
Saka neimwe nzira zvinenge zvichirerutsirawo vanhu pakushayikwa kuri kuitwa mari dzinenge dzatumirwa kumusha, nekuti tinoona vamwe vanoti vakatumira nana Western Union nana MoneyGram woita kana mazuva maviri matatu achinzi mari hakuna. Anenge atumira achishandisa sadza.com vanokwanisa kunge vachiwana zvekuchikafu nezvimwe zvakadaro zvavanenge vatenga grocery. Ko kana vachida cash chaiyo munoitawo here izvozvo?
Hativadzorere cash. Kazhinji kacho mari yacho yechikafu inenge yatengwa inenge iri earmarked for food. So kana kuti kana koro chacho tinoona kurambisa munhu kana tinoti vatenge doro haupi here mari havapuwe doro. Asi tinogona kuisa nengi inonzi cash back, very small amount kuti munhu awane maybe kutora bhazi kana kuzorenda mota yekuet yekutora chikapu chacho vanacho kubva kana vachigara kure nestore. But hativanze kufarira kuti vanhu vazokohwa yacash muchakadzokoko. Inokonzesa some problems akawanda pazhinji kana pakuchinjaniswa namari nechikafu.
Ndizvozvo. Aiwa, rambai henyu muri parunhare, timbonzwa kune muteereri Chris.
Yes, Jonga silo mlaleli wethu lapha umbekezela ose South Africa. Siyakuhamukela kuhlelo Mbekezela.
Ngiyabonga, linjani kodwa ngapha?
Hayi, thina siphilile. Kunjani eGoli? Ungapi kwakhona eSouth Africa?
Mina ngiseSoweto Town.
Oh, iSoweto Town.
Yeah.
Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Yeah, hayi mina umbono wami kumuhle umbono wokuthi imali ephuma ngaphandle kwamazwe ikhona ukusiza ezweni. Into elukhuni empi i-government yethu ethika ngayo abantu bayo abangaphandle kwelizwe. Kayigulisi kahle, kayibukeki. Ngatsho mpela ngamazwi aqinileyo ukuthi ayibukeki kahle ngoba ilizwe lethu siyalithanda. Siyakhona ukuthi sithumele imali, siyathumela mpela imali ngaba i-cash laba, uthole ukuthi imali yakhona uhlale ensuku ezintathu abantu abakayitholi ngale kule ndlala sokulanjwe kwa-TT. Imali ayikatholakali. Right, uzothola ukuthi imigwaqo esihamba kiyo njengabantu abangaphandle kwelizwe, especially abantu abase-South Africa, yibo abangenisa kakhulu irand lapha neZimbabwe. Imigwaqo abahamba kiyo kune sina into okuthiwa ama-tollgate. Imali yama-tollgate ifanele ukuthi silungisele indlela yethu esihamba ngayo sishiya kusa imali yethu ezweni yethu ukuthi ivuke. Kodwa imigwaqo isiyabulala abantu lamanje ngama-protos, uthole ukuthi umgwaqo awulungiswa kodwa imali sidla siyishiya njalo ku-tollgate, siyayishiya njalo nje asidluli ngaphandle kokuthi imali ku-tollgate. And then kuzothi-ke manje indaba yokuthi sithumele imali, siyayithumela imali ekhaya but uthole ukuthi awuyitholi ngendlela yakhona lapho ufanele uyayithatha khona, uzokuthiwa akunamali kumele ulinde lezo nsuku elinde. Uthole ukuthi umuntu usuke emakhaya le ugibele ngemali esuke emakhaya esiyayilinda kulelo dolobha eliseduze afanele ukuthi ayoyithatha khona, uzolala khona elale sidlenye imali ephinde athone khona. Uthole ukuthi imali kayikho, kayitholanga. Kanti sifuna ukuthi imali lena ibe khona ngokukhulu ukushesha, ayithole abuye athenge ezinye izinto khona lapho ayengeze khona loku i-tax le akubhadale esitolo edinga. Yiyo efuna ukuthi ikhuphukise ilizwe lethu libe likhulu, liyenze ngendlela le esifuna ngayo thina. Akukhathalekile ukuthi i-tax ingakanani kodwa elilungu umuntu ethengile wayibhadala. Kodwa-ke ngendlela okuthithwa ngayo abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe kayimnandanga. Lihle ilizwe lethu, siyalifuna ukuthi lize livuke ngayo le mali esiyisebenza kwamanye amazwe, kodwa i-treatment kayimnandanga. Ngingazomlalela ekhuluma ngendlela yokungena emabhodini abantu bathathe kanjani izinto. Kanti thina abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe yithi abantu kumele sinengezelelwe ngendlela esibuyisa ngayo umnotho ezi. Ngaze mbise ini noma yini but ngiyabe ngikwazi ukuthi izafika yenza imali le elizweni lami, yabona. Kodwa-ke ngendlela esitreat-wa ngayo kayimnandanga. I-government kayitshintshe ukutreat-a abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe, kwakuvota lokhu fanele kuti ibe nendlela zokuthi abantu ba ibathande ibavotise bavoti labo ngoba babhizi kona ngale basebenza bancedisana nogovernment ukuthi izwe lethu likhule lalo kodwa ke igovernment ayikuboni konke lokhu ikuthatha ngezinye indlela ngayibona ukuthi ayikho mnandi
yabona hayi siyakuzwa manje wena nxa uthumela imali ekhaya uthumela ngani
mina ngithumela ngeikhokhesi
aha
ngiyayithumela ngeikhokhesi ngiyifake ngifake ngobuningi bayo vele ngiyabe ngikwazi ukuthi bazoyilanda ngoba sebangitshela nemithetho yakho ukuthi bazothatha imali engako emalini yami ayikho inkinga laphana ngoba ngithi ngiyithumela njalo nje noma phakathi kwesikhathi uma ngifunile ngayithumela bambi ukuyilanda kodwa-ke ithathwe kodwa i-treatment engithithwa yona leyana kangiyithandi kuye kufanele ukuthi ngibonakale ukuthi nami siyafana thina abantu abangaphandle siyafana nawo umongameli ngoba sisilwane ukuthi abantu baphile lapha ukuphila komntana ame yedwa ngemali le engithumeleleyo kutho ukuthi kukhona isizwe angalenza elizweni olungenza ukuthi izwe layo libe libonakale ngokubona kwakuthi ubaba wakhe ubuyisa kangakanani nekisana kangakanani ne-government akukhathalekile ukuthi yini engiyenzile kodwa ezilungini nemali engiyingenisayo phakathi kwelizwe yabona kodwa-ke i-government yethu ayisibongi ngendlela le efanele isibonge ngayo phezu kokuthi sibonge futhi ngikhona isinqonda kakhulu ukuze siphelele ngamandla singenzanga lutho ngenxa yokuthi imali esiyabe siyithumela isetshenziswe ngezinye indlela imigwaqo yethu iyasilimaza siyaphelelwa abantu endleleni kodwa imali iyangena sihla siyishiya njalo nje yonke indawo la mase singena endaweni lethu ukuthi sokufanele ukuthi sithokoze ukuthi mayese kungena kithi khona uzaqalela uthathelwe lokhu uthathelwe lokhu bate uyakhuluma umthetho wakhona uvuni wena ongenayo umthetho wakhona uvuna labo bantu abangangenisi imali abafuna ukuhola kuhulumeni kanti bahola yona le mali thina esiyide esiyingenisayo futhi ekwe ndaba enjalo
hayi siyakuzwa sibini hayi kuzwakala sibongile kakhulu ba
ngiyabonga ba
hayi sibonga
Maybe before I go to Mr. Love Mota Wengwa, our next caller, Mr. Manjengwa, just 30 seconds just to explain how SADZA.com works in assisting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. Are you only based in the United States or you have branches in other parts of the world?
We are based in Los Angeles, you know, California. I see you can order from anywhere as long as you can use PayPal or several other methods.
Mm-hmm. And also just another quick question. What is the availability, across the country in Zimbabwe? Your recipients, are they based only in the cities or they can also be in other small towns?
They can be anywhere in Zimbabwe. In fact, okay, Zimbabwe, in over 86 my branches or my offices and etiquette. Price at now online is a dollar for dollar. I did not mark up online. So it's an advantage kuna vanhu kumbe akuti instead of getting mari unotenga chikafu unongotora chikafu chati mari nengeta kunogara
okay
donge muva mari yacho yeah
that's good news ramba yanyu muri parunhare vamavindidzi ramba yanyu muri parunhare tina mukoma Love Mota Vengwa vari ku South Africa mukoma Tavengwa maswera sei
ndasvera vakandemire maswerawo kwakadi kwenyu kuamerica uko
kuno kuri right ndabva ndangofarawo nemufaro wandiri kunzwa muizwi renyu taurai zvenyu mukoma
aiwa kufara kuti mazuva ese ndine chingoedza ndichitadza kupinda muchirongwa saka ndakwaniswawo kupinda muchirongwa
ndizvozvo
wakufara chaizvo
ndizvozvo
vakambomire ndisingade kutambisa nguva let me take this opportunity also to compliment Mukuru Inter Africa for introducing that system for us Zimbabweans who are in the diaspora because it's actually helping us a lot. But ndakuona kwekuti manje chirongwa ichocho chakuzogugwa nakongwe chatopinda kongwe kana hurumende yakutaura kuti inoda kutekisa mari dzevanhu vari kudiaspora isu kuno patinenge tasevenza tinenge tatekiswa already and then mukuru charges us also 10% to send money home ivo vosvika voti vanoda kutitekisa on top of that mari yavanoda kuti taxa iyoyo ndeyekuti tibabozobhadhara mapurisa kutirova nokutishukumudza nokutiita zvinhu zvakafana neizvozvo dei iri mari yekuti inoenda kunonoitawo development yenyika yedu maybe nedzimwe nyika nedzimwe nzira kaka tinedai tifara kunzwa kuti ano mari yatatumira iyaiya yatabarirwa iyaiya ona iyi yakazoita chakati yakazoita chakati for instance now migwagwa yedu yaparara asi matogezi tiri kubhadhara mari dzacho kana tichiya kumusha hamuonawo kuti zvinhu zvakaita seizvozvo dai varume ava vamboitawo sirias kwenguva dikidiki vamboditirawo zvinhu zvinoratidza kuti tine vanhu vari kufungawo kuti kune vanhu vari pasapa vari kubhadhara mari
handisi kukwanisa hangu kunge ndichitaurira hurumende asi kutsvakurudzo yatakamboitawo panyaya yekutekswa kwamuri kutaura ikoko mari dzinotumirwa nevanhu vari kunze kwenyika kana kuti kwezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika vatakataurawo navo vane ruzivo nezviri kuitika muhurumende vanenge vakaramba mashoko iwayo kuti havanawo ruzivo nezvazvo saka ichingori ndanzwa nhingi nendanzwa nhingi hapasati pane urongwa hunganzi huri congrete
handitika iyoyo haingatomboshande vanenge vava kutongokurudzira kuti tirambe tichiita black market ndo yavava kutongokurudzira kuti tinge tichiita
aiwa ndizvozvo
kutongotsvaga nzira dzokuzvenadzo kuti tisabhadhare nokuti hakuna angambofarire kuita zvakafanana neizvozvo
aiwa maita basa vatavengwa morera zvakanaka
ndinotenda vakandemiri muone kushanda kwakanaka.
Thank you so much. Chris, you heard Mr. Wengwa was worried about rumors that the government was going to tax Zimbabweans in the diaspora. And we spoke earlier with Mr. Manjuzidza. I think he also made it clear that it was very, very impossible and difficult for a government to do that because people are taxed wherever they are based. So I think that's one of the answers that we can give to that issue. You can talk to Mr. Mavindidze.
Mr. Mavindidze.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Now, can you tell us exactly, can you give us a description or just, you know, of how your website works? For example, I am here in the United States and I want to buy some groceries from my mother who is in Bulawayo. How do I go about it and how does she get it?
I think that is supposed to be Mr. Manjengwa. Mr. Mavindidze is the Zedina.
Mr. I mixed up the names. I'm sorry. That question is for Mr. Manjengwa. Can you explain to us briefly because we are running out of time?
Yeah, so basically, I'm not going to end up at Sada.com. Mobhadhara necredit card renyu kana musina macredit card ine madifferent methods ekutumira mari kwatiri matanga chikafu chenyu mabhadhara tinowana copy yeorder yacho kwatiri kuno toiprocessa kutumira kuok head office atoshanda naye iri muharare ivo manje vaona order kuharare vanoisa kubulawayo wafonera uri mune chikafu chenyu chatengwa normally within 48 hours vanakwana chikafu chavo but kazhinji kacho tinoita in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make sure that cover my weekends and all those things to not do under 48 hours.
Thank you so much. And Nguvandiyo Yapera, we are taking our last caller, Umnumzana Stephen Mashiengane, also South Africa. Kunjani Baba Seslem Zuzo Mlutshwana nje ungathi fatla fatla.
Right, kunjani
na? Hayi siyaphila. Ungasithi fatla fatla nje, awusokusele nje 20 seconds.
Othina imathumela singese imali kwa-akhawunti yomuntu la i-R100 izoba i-R20 akukhiphile hhayi kuthi uthathe imali yakho uphose emfuleni le batizo ngena kuma-akhawunti e-government never sithumela kumuntu manje ingena kuthi angeke uthathe imali yakho ulahlele elwandleni ubona nje
hhayi siyabonga kakhulu isikhathi sesingasavumi ube lobusuku obuhle. Anyway, thank you so much to all our guests we had today. Tonight we had Mr. Isao Mavindidze of the Zimbabwe Diaspora Network, or ZIDNA. And then we also had briefly Rejoice Ngwenya, an economist, and Mr. Anesu Manjengwa of Sadza.com and all the callers. good night. The name is Chris Gande.
Endam Jonga Kandemi Ritchitai Wachurongwa Dechenyu, Rambayamuchibata and Studio 7.